as the doctor for the American women's gymnastic Olympic team.
他也是Michigan State 的一个大学的教授。
He's also a professor at the Michigan State University.
所以当这些运动员告发他给老师知道的时候。
So when the athletes complained to their teachers about this doctor's behavior,
没有人相信这些运动员。
Nobody believed in these athletes.
所以这些犯罪的人觉得他们做的事情其实是没有后果的，所以他们就继续去做了。
So all these perpetrators thought that there would be no consequences to their behavior, so then they just continued.
但是我们知道，其实我们人的所作所为的都是有后果的。
But we know that as human being, whatever we do, there's always consequences.
神有的时候呢，就用我们的法律。
Sometimes people use our law.
好像这个医生最后这被判60年。
Just like this doctor who has been sentenced for 60 years in prison.
有一些人呢，做恶一生人，他好像都没有什么后果。
And there are also people who violated laws, but nothing happened to them.
但是圣经告诉我们，每一个人最后都要面对神公义的审判。
But the Bible tells us that everyone in the end will face God's judgment.
所以如果我们每一个人做恶的时候，我们先想一想，我们将来的下场的时候，可能我们会有不同的选择。
So if people can think about before they commit any crime, that what their end will be, then maybe they'll make a different decision.
今天呢，我们继续去讲四世纪。
So today we'll continue to study the book of Judges.
那我讲四世纪的时候呢，形容呢四世纪的以色列人就是半信人。
So here I describe the Israelites as a half-hearted person.
因为呢，以色列呢，他不是完全离弃耶和华。
Because the Israelites did not completely forsake Jehovah.
他通常他们都是一方面去敬拜假神，一方面去敬拜耶和华神。
Often they worship both Jehovah and other false gods.
当人去选择做一个半信人的时候。
So when a person chose to become a half-hearted person,
那么这些人最后有什么下场？
So what their end will be?
我们希望今天从耶弗他的故事里面去找出来。
So I hope that we can find the answer through the story of Jephthah.
所以呢，我们今天先来看，问一个问题，就是为什么人会选择做半信人呢？
So first, let's ask the question: why some people choose to be a half-hearted person?
那耶弗他的这个故事呢，其实是发生在四世纪的后期。
So the Jephthah story occurred later in the years of Judges.
以色列人已经进入迦南地已经有三百年了。
So that's when the Israelites were in Canaanite. They had been in there for 300 years.
他们住在迦南地300年以后呢，圣经就说以色列人离弃耶和华，不侍奉他。
So they lived in Canaan for 300 years, and then they forsook God and did not serve God.
十章第六节里面呢，记载以色列人敬拜迦南地跟附近的国家七个不同的假神。
So chapter 10 verse 6 talks about the Israelites worship seven different gods in the Canaan and other countries nearby.
那么神就惩罚他们，把他们交给两个国家。
So God punished them and gave them into the hands of two countries.
在他们四边就是腓力士。
So on the west side was the Philistines.
在他们东边就是阿门人。
On the east side were the Ammonites.
那么呢，他们给人欺负十八年。
So the Israelites were oppressed by these two countries for 18 years.
我们就知道了，以色列人每一次给人欺负的时候呢，他就会想起耶和华了。
So every time when the Israelites faced oppression, then that's when they remembered Jehovah.
那么他会就求神拯救他。
And they cry out to the God to save them.
所以以色列人的确就是完完全全是一个半信的人。
So the Israelites were indeed half-hearted people.
平安的时候，他们就去拜别的神。
In peacetime, they worshiped other gods.
但是在困难的时候，他们就会回到耶和华的面前。
And when in troubles, and they remembered Jehovah.
那么呢，当以色列人向神复求的时候呢，耶和华就对以色列人说。
So when the Israelites cried out to the God, and the God said to them,
我岂没有救过你们脱离埃及人、阿摩利人、阿门人和非利士人吗？斯顿人、亚玛利人、马云人也欺压你们，你们哀求我，我也拯救你们脱离他们的手。
When the Egyptians, the Amorites, the Ammonites, the Philistines, the Sidonians, the Amalekites, and the Maonites oppressed you and you cried to me for help, did I not save you from their hands?
其实神在问以色列人。
So here, so the God is asking the Israelites,
为什么你要做一个半信人？
Why do you choose to be half-hearted person?
为什么你不能全信的信靠我呢？
Why don't you completely trust me?
是你怀疑我是一个真神吗？
Is it because you doubt whether I'm the true God?
没有可能吧。
It's not possible.
自从你出埃及开始，
Ever since I led you out of Egypt,
你每一次复求我，我都救你了。
Every time you cried out to me, I saved you.
所有这些外邦人，所有这些假神，我都把他打败。
All these Gentiles and the gods of the Gentiles, I defeated all of them.
我证明只有我是真神，他们都是假的。
So that's the evidence that I'm the true God and all the others are false gods.
为什么你还要去敬拜他们呢？
But why do you still worship other gods?
所以你看见呢，以色列人离开耶和华神。
So here you see that Israelites forsook Jehovah.
去敬拜别神。
And worshiped other gods.
不是因为他们觉得其他神，就是的可信性比较高。
It's not because that the other gods are more more believable.
其实是以色列人呢，他不愿意以耶和华为神。
It was because they did not want to rely on Jehovah.
因为当人是选择敬拜耶和华的时候，
because when people chose to worship Jehovah.
那么你就要完全听他的话。
Then they have to completely obey Jehovah's word.
这个才是以色列人选择做半信人的原因。
And this is why the Israelites chose to be half-hearted.
只是我们人，很多人拒绝信耶稣也是同一个道理。
So for us, lots of people who don't believe in Jesus, it's the same for the same reason.
他不是信耶稣的证据不足。
It's not that they don't believe, there's not enough evidence to believe in Jehovah.
是因为我们的心叛逆神。
It's more because of the rebellion.
有的时候有些朋友，我问他，你为什么不信耶稣啊？
So sometimes when I ask people, why don't you believe in Jesus?
他就会告诉我，我是无神论者，我相信进化论。
And then often they tell me that I'm an atheist and I believe in evolutionism.
我再问他们。
So I ask them again.
你知道进化论信什么的吗？
Do you know what the evolutionism is about?
你知道进化论里面有两种进化吗？
Do you know there are two kinds of evolutions?
他们都答不出来。
And then they have no answers.
所以呢，我就发觉他们不是因为觉得进化论比起基督教有更多的证据，所以他们去相信。
So here, it's not they believed in evolutionism. It's not because the evolutionism has more evidence.
还有呢，这些说自己相信进化论的人呢，其实他们的所相信的东西呢是充满矛盾的。
And so another thing about these people who claim they believe in evolutionism is their own belief is contradicting.
比方说，他们一方面说自己相信进化论，但是他们又相信轮回啊，就是报应啊、风水啊，他们都相信。
So on one hand, they claim they believe in evolutionism. On the other hand, they also believe in reincarnation, karma, and feng shui.
所以你就了解，其实，人选择不相信耶稣，其实是一个叛逆神的一个选择。
So here you see that the reason people chose not to believe in Jesus is actually a way to show their rebellion.
因为他选择相信进化论的时候，他们就不需要听这个神的话。
Because when they choose evolutionism, they don't have to obey God.
以色列人，他们平安的时候呢，他们就会敬拜假神。
So for the Israelites, when in peacetime they worshipped false gods.
那么他们遇到困难的时候呢？他就想到耶和华。
And whenever they were in troubles, they turned to God.
当以色列人呼求神的时候呢，其实神就大骂以色列人。
So when the Israelites cried to God, and the God rebuked them.
神说：“你们竟离弃我侍奉别神，所以我不再救你们。你们去哀求所选择的神，你们。”遭遇极难的时候，让他们去救你们吧。
So the God said to them, "But you have forsaken me and served other gods, so I will no longer save you. Go and cry out to the gods you have chosen. Let them save you when you are in trouble."
那你看呢？神这个反应的时候呢，你发觉以色列人的宗教观跟神的宗教观是完全不一样。
So here from God's reaction, we learned that the Israelites' religious view is quite different from God's religious view.
对以色列人来说，我同时敬拜许多的神，对他们来说是没有问题的。
To the Israelites, it's not a problem to worship many gods.
但是对神来说，如果你要敬拜我，你就不能敬拜其他的假神。
But to God is if you worship me, you cannot worship other gods.
事实上，有许多朋友都不明白这一点。
In fact, there are many friends who don't understand this point.
他们形容了基督教为什么是这么狭窄的。
They describe Christianity as very narrow-minded.
为什么信耶稣的人只能敬拜一个神呢？
Why do people who believe in Jesus can only worship one God?
其他宗教好像佛教、印度教都没有这个要求。
But other religions such as Buddhism, Hinduism, they don't have such a requirement.
那基督教是不是很狭窄呢？
But is it truly that Christianity very narrow-minded?
问题的根本呢，是宗教本身是一个怎么样的一个关系？
Well, the fundamental question is, the religion itself, what kind of relationship we're talking about.
那如果宗教是一种教义，还是宗教是一个盟约呢？
So, is religion a business deal or is a covenant?
我举一个例子啊。
So here, I give you an example.
我去餐馆吃饭。这个关系就是一种交易。
So when I go to a restaurant to eat, my relationship with the restaurant is just a business deal.
比方说我 一直以来每一天中午我都会去麦当劳吃中午。
So for example, if I go to McDonald's for lunch every day.
但是有一天我没有去了。
But one day I did not go.
再过一天我又回去麦当劳。
And the following day I went back.
比方说这个服务员问我一个问题。
So the people who work there probably asked me this question.
诶，为什么你昨天没有来麦当劳呢？
Hey, why didn't you come yesterday?
我告诉他，昨天我希望转换口味，所以我去了肯德基。
So I said, well, yesterday I want to just to have a change, so I went to Kentucky Fried Chicken.
那麦当劳的服务员呢，他不会大骂你。
So the McDonald's worker probably won't be mad.
他不会说你执意离弃我，你去肯德基，所以你给我滚。永远不要回来麦当劳，他不会这样子说的。
So I don't think the person will say, you forsake me and went to Kentucky, get out, don't come back again.
但是你想一想。
But, please, think about it.
比方说你今天晚上回家告诉你太太。
So, say if you, got home tonight and you asked, you told your wife.
你太太问你。为什么你昨天没有回来？
So the wife asked you, why didn't you come home yesterday?
你说，因为昨天我希望转换口味，所以我去找小三了。
So then you said, well, yesterday I just want to make a change, so I went to see my mistress.
你太太不会说，欢迎光临。
So your wife probably won't say, welcome home.
她肯定把你赶出去了。
She will for sure, kick you out.
两者为什么有这么大的分别？
Why there's such a difference between the two?
因为一个是交易，一个是盟约。
Because one is about business deal, the other one is about covenant.
交易是建立在一个利益的关系上面。
So the business deal is based on a benefit relationship.
所以如果这个宗教基本上看你只是他的一个利益的时候。
So if a religion treat this the relationship as a business deal,
那么其实彼此之间只是互相利用而已。
Then this religion and the believers they are using each other.
所以其实他不管你敬拜我以后你去敬拜别神，他不会管你这些。
So this kind of religions don't care that whether you worship other religion, you also believe in other religions or not.
只要你来，他就欢迎你光临。
As long as you come to them, then they will welcome you.
但是如果这个关系是一个盟约的关系的时候，
But if the relationship is a covenant relationship.
那么你们的关系就是一个重爱的一个关系。
Then this kind of relationship is based on love and loyalty.
所以这个就是为什么耶和华神呢，知道以色列人敬拜假神的时候，怎么生气。
So this is why Jehovah was very angry when he learned that Israelites worship other gods.
这个就是为什么旧约圣经要求敬拜神的人呢？除了耶和华以外，你不可有别的神。
So this is why in the Old Testament that the Bible said, whoever believed in Jehovah could not worship other gods.
因为盟约是基于爱。
Because the covenant is based on love.
所以当以色列人敬拜假神的时候，神会妒忌。
So when the Israelites worshipped false gods, and God was very jealous.
所以对于宗教，对于般信人来说是一种交易。
So to the half-hearted people, religion is just a kind of business deal.
神对般信人来说只是一个工具。
And to the half-hearted people, God is only a tool.
他只是利用神来满足他的需要。
So the half-hearted people only use God to satisfy their own desires.
耶稣是不是我们的一件工具而已呢？
So is Jesus your tool?
还是呢他是你所爱的一个主人
or he's the master that you love。
其中一个很简单的一个你可以是检视自己的，就看我们会不会好像以色列人一样。
So here you can, there's a simple test. You can see if you're just like the Israelites.
就是只有困难的时候，我们才回到耶稣的身边。
So are you only turn to Jesus when you are in trouble?
当我失业，当我生病，当我家庭出问题的时候，我会去祷告。
So for example, when you lost your job, when you are suffering from illnesses or you have some family problems, that's when you pray.
但是当我们平安无事的时候，
But when you are in peaceful time,
我们就告诉耶稣，我太忙了，没有时间。
And we tell Jesus that I'm too busy, I don't have any time.
我们也可以从我们认罪的态度里面可以看看我们对神的看法是怎么样。
We can also tell from our the attitude or confession that what kind of relationship we have with God.
那我记得呢，我刚刚信耶稣的时候呢，我会重复犯同样的罪。
So I remember when I first believed in God, I often repeat the same sins.
我最后告诉自己。
So I often told myself,
我没有面目去见神了。
I had no face to see God.
让我改过以后呢，我才回到神的身边吧。
Let me change myself first and then return to God.
其实呢，我后来，我就了解，其实这个是，我以为啊，神跟我是一个利益的关系。
So later, you know, I realized that this is, you know, I was treating my relationship with God as was based on benefit.
我以为呢，这些对神没有用的人呢，是不配与神相交的。
So I thought that for the people who had no use to God, was not worthy to have fellowship with God.
所以我就靠自己的努力去建立我的功劳以后。我以为简直我就可以与神和好。
So I wanted to rely on myself and to work hard and to make accomplishment and that way I could reconcile with God.
但是圣经却不是这样子说。
But this is not what the Bible teaches us.
神要求人就是你真心的悔改。
What God asks is for us to truly repent.
诗篇说神所要的祭是忧伤的灵，神啊，忧伤痛悔的心，你必不轻看。
So in Psalm it says, my sacrifice, O God, is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. You, God, will not despise.
你发觉呢，如果一个利益的关系，你会先要求一个人先改过后和好。
So you will find in benefit relationship, you will want the other to change first, and then you can reconcile.
但是一个盟约的关系呢，其实是心和好，那么神就会帮助你去改过。
But in a covenant relationship, first thing to do is to reconcile, and then God can help us change.
你看呢，神从来都是用一个盟约的关系去对待以色列人。
So you can see God always treat his people based on this covenant relationship.
虽然以色列人多次离弃神，
even though the Israelites forsook God many times.
但是呢，当以色列人真心的悔改，把他们的偶像除掉的时候呢，圣经就说，耶和华因以色列人受的苦难，心中忧担忧。
But when the Israelites truly repented and got rid of their idols, so then you can see in Jesus it says, God could bear Israel's misery no longer.
约翰一书告诉我们。
So in the book of John,
我们若认我们的罪，神是信实的，是公义的。必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
It says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
所以我们讲到呢，为什么人会选择做般信人？
So here we talk about why people choose to be a half-hearted person.
我们也讲到般信人的宗教观。
And we also talk about the religious view of half-hearted people.
但是可能有些人听到这里呢，还是觉得做般信人很方便哦。
But still, probably many people still think that it's very convenient to be half-hearted.
我情愿选择一个利益的关系，不愿意选择与耶稣建立一个盟约的关系。
I'd rather choose a benefit relationship than a covenant relationship.
那么我们最后就要一起来看呢，你看一个半信人的下场。
So now let's take a look at the end of a half-hearted person.
其实当你选择与神的关系做一个半信人的时候，
So when you choose the relationship between God as a half-hearted,
那么你不代表不单指呢，你对待神是好像一件工具一样。
So not only you treat God as a tool.
其实你身边所有的关系，你都会当成一个工具一样去对待。
But then you also treat all the relationships around you as tools.
你只是利用这些关系去满足你的需要。
So to you, all these relationships are to satisfy your needs.
我们从耶弗他的故事里面发现。
So from Jephthah's story, we can see
全个以色列国，包括耶弗他，都是以利益挂帅的。
So the whole Israelite society puts the benefit first.
那你看耶弗他的爸爸就知道。
So take a look at Jephthah's father.
我们见到他看男女的关系就是一种交易。
Here we see that he treated the relationship between men and women as a benefit relationship.
所以他就去找一个妓女，生下耶弗他。
So he went to a prostitute and had Jephthah.
耶弗他的家里面呢，他的家人呢，也只有利益，没有亲情的。
So in the house of Jephthah, again, the whole family was just talking about benefits and there was no family love.
当耶弗他的父亲去世以后，他的同父异母的弟弟啊，为了多分一份遗产，就把他的这个妓女所生的哥哥赶出去。
So when Jephthah's father died, his stepbrothers drew him out because they wanted to divide to get more inheritance.
那当阿门人攻打以色列的时候，
So when the Ammonites attacked Israel,
基利的长老呢也毫无廉耻的无趣叫耶弗他回来。
And the elders of Gilead were also very unshamefully went to Jephthah to ask him to be back.
要求了希望他做他们的元帅。
And they asked Jephthah to be their commander.
耶弗他也知道了，只是以色列人是利用他。
And Jephthah knew that the Israelites were only using him.
所以耶弗他也用这个机会去利用以色列人呢。
So he took the opportunity to use Israelites.
他说，我不单只要做你的元帅，我要做你的首领。
So he wanted not only to be their commander, but also wanted to be the head of the Gileads.
你知道两个有什么分别？
So do you know the difference between the two?
元帅就是你打仗的时候你才有权力嘛。
So the commander only has power during the wartime.
但是如果你是首领的时候，其实你就是以色列人的王。
But if you are the leader, then you're the king of the Israelites.
打完仗以后，我还是要统治你们。
After the war, he can continue to rule them.
后来耶弗他跟亚门人和谈失败了。
So later, Jephthah failed the peace talk with the Ammonites.
那这个这场仗马上就要开始。
So the war was about to break.
那你就见到了，嗯，你就见到了耶和华神的对待以色列人呢，是用一个盟约的一个方法。
So here you will see that the God treated Israelites with the attitude of covenant.
耶弗他还没许愿之前呢，耶和华的灵就降在他的身上。
So even before Jephthah made a vow, God's spirit, God's spirit came upon him.
嗯，但是耶弗他呢，他习惯了。就是用一个利益的关系去看神。
But Jephthah was used to see God through the lens of benefit.
所以他希望跟神做一个交易。
So he wanted to make a deal with God.
所以他就许愿说，你若将亚扪人交在我手中，我从亚扪人那里平平安安回来的时候，无论什么人先从我家门出来迎接我，我必归你。我也将他献上为燔祭。
So he made a vow, if you give the Ammonites into my hands, whatever comes out of the door of my house to meet me when I return in triumph from the Ammonites will be the Lord's, and I will sacrifice it as a burnt offering.
那对于耶弗他的这个愿呢，在解经家里面有不同的解释。
So, there are many theologians that have different interpretation of Jephthah's vow.
有些人认为呢，耶弗他没有可能把一个人呢杀死献祭给神的。
So some didn't believe that Jephthah would sacrifice a human as a burnt offering.
因为这个是旧约圣经所不允许的。
Because this was not allowed in the Old Testament.
但是我也有人觉得，我也同意他们的讲法，就是杀人献祭是迦南的这些国家很普遍的一个做法。
But there are also others who say this, and which I agree that in Canaan it was a common practice to use human as offering.
所以以色列人包括耶弗他受迦南的影响，他做同一个事情是可以理解的。
So the Israelites, including Jephthah, probably got influenced by the Canaanites and did the same thing.
所以如果是这样子的时候，耶弗他的意思就是，只要我做到以色列人的首领的时候，我杀人献祭也不是一个问题。
So, you know, if that's the case, then to Jephthah that he was willing to offer human sacrifice so that he could become the Israelites, the king of Israelites.
后来耶弗他真的打赢仗就回家了。
So later, Jephthah indeed defeated Ammonites and he returned home in triumph.
没有想到第一个出来迎接他的人是他独生的女儿。
But he never thought about that the first person who came out of his house to meet him was his daughter.
那么他就撕裂他的衣服说，爱在我的女儿啊，你使我甚又愁苦，叫我作难，因为我已经向耶和华开口许愿，不能挽回。
So he tore his clothes and cried, Oh no, my daughter, you have brought me down, and I am devastated. I have made a vow to the Lord that I cannot break.
那你若发觉这句话呢，耶弗他讲这句话其实是很自我中心的。
Now do you find that the words that Jephthah was speaking here is very self-centered?
因为他不是为了他女儿要死去悲哀，他是为了自己很悲哀。
Because he was not devastated because of his daughter was about to die. He was devastated because of himself.
为什么他女儿死亡的时候会令他甚是愁苦啊？
Why when her daughter was about to die, such a thing made him feel devastated.
因为他女儿是他唯一的后裔。
Because his daughter was his only offspring.
所以呢，他女儿死后，他就没有后人了，也服他。
So if his daughter died, then he had no other sons or daughters.
所以在旧约社会里面，这个是一个极大的咒诅。
So in the Old Testament time, this was a greatest curse.
还有因为他说我我已经向耶和华开口许愿了，不能挽回。
And also he said, I have made a vow to the Lord that I cannot break.
为什么不能挽回啊？
Why he cannot break?
他大可以就是不遵守他的诺言，不杀他的女儿。
He can break his vow and not to kill his daughter.
但是如果他这样子做的时候，
But if he did so,
他担心神会惩罚他。
He was afraid that God would punish him.
他就不能成为以色列人的首领了。
So that he could not be the leader of the Israelites.
所以你看见呢，耶弗他呢，他是看他的利益比起他的亲情呢更重要。
So here you see that Jephthah puts his own benefits above his family.
十二章里面还有记载一件事情。
Chapter 12 also talks about another event.
就是以色列的有一个支派叫以法莲。
So there is a Israel tribe is called Ephraim.
那么他就埋怨耶和华，他为什么你去打阿门人的时候没有叫我们
？So the Ephraimites complained to Jephthah that you know asking me why he didn't invite them to fight with the Ammonites.
以法莲大概不是真的想打仗。
So probably Ephraimites didn't really want to fight.
他只希望呢见一点油水啊。
They just wanted to get some benefit from the war.
从耶弗他手上呢拿一些战利品。
They probably could share some plunder from Jephthah.
但是呢，他不了解耶弗他呢是一个只看利益的人。
But they didn't know that Jephthah was the person who's only looking at benefits.
连他女儿都可以杀了，何况你们这些以法莲支派的人？
So he could even sacrifice his daughter, let alone these Ephraimites.
所以呢，圣经说他一下子把四万二千的以法莲人杀掉。
So in the Bible it says, Ephthah killed about 42,000 Ephraimites.
这个差不多是所有以法莲的男丁。
And this is probably almost all of the male in the house of Ephraim.
所以当你选择做半信人的时候，
So when you choose to become a half-hearted person,
其实我们就所有东西都会从利益的层面去看。
Then you start to looking at things all through the view of benefit.
所有你身边的关系就变成你的工具。
All the relationships around you become a tool.
这样子的人他有什么下场？
So what kind of the so for these people what their end will be?
以色列人是成功的利用耶弗他去咒他的。
So the Israelites successfully used Ephthah to save them.
但是最后他们差不多损失了整个以法莲的支派。
But in the end, they lost almost all of the house of Ephraim.
以法莲的耶弗他的连自己的女儿也不顾失。
And Ephthah didn't even And Ephthah also sacrificed his daughter.
最后他真的成为以色列人的首领。
And in the end, he became the head of the Israelites.
但是圣经说，耶弗他做以色列人的士是六年。
But the Bible says Jephthah led Israel 6 years.
最后他就死掉了。
And then he died.
这个是在士师记里面做士师最短的一个人。
And so he was the the only judge who was in that position for the shortest time.
这个就是半信人的结局。
So this is the end of a half-hearted person.
如果我们能先想一想这条路会带给我们什么下场的时候,
if we can think about our path, what kind of end will our path lead us to?
或者我们今天的决定会不一样。
Maybe we'll make a different decision.
我们最后一同祷告。
So now let us pray.
亲爱的天父,
Dear Heavenly Father,
我们承认我们的罪,
we confess our sins.
我们就好像以色列人一样, 常常都是一群的半信的人。
We're just like the Israelites, often we are half-hearted.
我们在困难的时候才会找你。
We come to you when we are in troubles.
平安无事的时候, 我们就去敬拜别的神。
And when we are in peace time, peaceful time, we often worship other gods.
很多时候从我们的选择, 我们看见只是我们对神来看神只是好像一件工具一样。
So many times from our choices, we can see that we often see you as our tool.
但是神啊, 我们感谢你。
But Lord, we thank you.
因为你永远是一个守约是慈爱的神。
Because you're always loving and you are always, you keep your covenant.
好像圣经说, 神啊, 有何神像你, 赦免罪孽, 饶恕你产业于民的罪过, 不永远怀怒, 慈爱施恩, 必再怜悯我们, 占我们的罪孽, 踏在脚上, 又占我们一切的罪投在深海。
Just like the Bible says, who is a God like you, who pardons sin and forgives the transgression of the remnant of his inheritance. You do not stay angry forever, but delight to show mercy. You will again have compassion on us. You will tread our sins underfoot and hurl at our iniquities into the depths of the sea.
听我们祷告, 奉耶稣基督名求。
Please listen to our prayer. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.